And we started a lesson about how to develop self-control. How to develop self-control. By the way, we are going to study marriage and family. How God wants us, our marriage and family, how to be with our wife and husband and family. By doing that, before you can achieve it successfully, and do it to please God, we need to cultivate what is called the fruit of the Spirit. That is the one we started last two weeks. We need to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. So if you take our Bible to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience and glory, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So last 2 weeks, if you reflect our mind, we say if you can worship God in spirit and also in truth, we need to have this fruit of the Spirit. And you mentioned that it started love and then ends with self-control. And we learned that love is a key to everything. Before you can come to God, you have to love God. So love is the key, and the self-control is the gateway. Self-control is the gateway. It's the gateway where all the fruit of the Spirit pass through. Because kindness, goodness, all these things can be done. You can't do it without self-control. So in our lesson, we are learning how to cultivate self-control. Because self-control is something is very difficult to achieve it. So last 2 weeks, we learned something about how to cultivate this self-control. And we learned that before we can cultivate this self-control, we need to know God's way. We need to know God's way. Because that is the purpose God has called us. God has called us what? To train us to be like Christ. So we need to know God's way. As children of God, we need to read our Bibles, we need to study our Bibles, so that will help us to what? To develop self-control. And we also learn something about, we have to beware of the danger of lack of self-control. We learn that danger, because a lot of people, prison, have food. Marriages, family has been destroyed because of what? This common thing, lack of self-control. So we have to know the danger behind this particular fruit of the Spirit. So by God willing, today we are going to continue from there. And number three is, we have to prepare to suffer. We have to prepare to suffer, because we came to this world, a lot of things we have put into our life. And if you have become a Christian, a born again, and we want this particular things to do what? You have to let, yeah, if you have studied that, this is this attitude, some attitude like Galatians 5, verse 19. He said, all these things are not what? Those who practice these things. But it's not easy. Like, if I'm a drunkard, for example, and have studied the word of God, and I noticed that drinking attitude is not good for a Christian. And I want to what? Stop. This thing was caused me. So I have to prepare what? To suffer. A lot of things I have to prepare to suffer, because to develop self-control, we need to prepare to suffer. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, to his disciples, what should they do if they want to be his disciples? He said, they have to deny themselves and pick up their cross and follow. Because we have to deny ourselves, and it is not easy. We have taken something, a burden upon ourselves, and it's easy to come. It's easy to become what, like drunk or like angry or this thing. If you develop this attitude and you learn about the word of God and notice that this attitude, these characters are not good for Christians, and you want to stay apart with this thing, you need to what? Causes. We have to suffer for that. And as a Christians, we need to know that. Let's take our Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
There are no temptations taking you, but suffer as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you have to do. But we will be temptation also. Make a way to escape that he may be able to bear it.
Yeah. That is encouragement. That is encouragement. Because bear in mind that not only you or me have this problem. A lot of Christian, those who follow Christ, has been in this particular problems. And with God, they are able to what? To overcome. You see, with God, we are able to overcome. That is why Paul is encouraging us that no temptation has overtaken you, but such as common to men. This is not it's not you alone are facing such problems. So God is encouraging us that with Him, with His way, we can what? We can overcome this temptation. So we need to be prepared to suffer. Suffer like what? A lot of things we have put into our life, and if we want them to go, we need to what? To suffer for that. Because it will not go away automatically. We need to work for it so that we can achieve that. So we need to be very careful. If you read 1 Peter chapter 1 verse chapter 4 verse 1b, it says, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You see, so you need to suffer. Anything which is not pleasing to God, example like Galatians 5:19, if any one of them is part of our life, we need to eliminate them, because we have noticed that is not good. It's not good morals for Christians. And we need to suffer that. We need to suffer before we can achieve that. So the next one, which is number 4, is what? We have to pattern your life with winners, not losers. You see, if you want to become self-control, if you want to develop self-control, what you need to do is what? We need to pattern our life after winners, not losers. In other words, If you want to fly like an angel, don't hang around the chicken. That is the parable. Parable we used to say. If you want to fly like eagle, don't what? Don't associate yourself with chickens. So we need to pattern our life to those who are what? Overcome these temptations, overcome these problems. We have to pattern our life to winners. God has called us from the power of darkness into his dear kingdom. And each and every one has a spiritual gift God has given to them. And it is our responsibility to work out to find what gift God has given to me. And also, it's my responsibility to learn from the brothers who have overcome this temptation, place where I want to overcome. Like, especially this UK or the world we live in, it seems like marriage, as we are going to study, is people don't respect marriage anymore. Even you want to change the word marriage to what? Partner. But have you, I don't know whether if or not, you say, oh, this is my partner. You don't want to hear even the word marriage. You see, the word marriage is what? It's just getting away from the society we live in. Because even if you count about 100 people, you see, maybe only one person can say, this is my husband, this is my wife. They always say, oh, I have a partner. Somebody say, oh, George, how are you? You have a partner? I said, no, I have a wife. So it seems like this word is just vanishing away. And we Christians need to show, because we have responsibility. Because Peter said, we are the light. We are the light. And it seems like we are turning it upside down. Instead of outsiders to learn from us, it seems like we are what? Copy from them. Yeah, brother.
That is a good point that you gave, Brother George, because the church has spent, we put a lot of time in blending in, going along with the way other people think and act. We have a hard time. I had a conversation recently to say we have a hard time getting ourselves out of our comfort zones. We keep the same routine, we really don't want to change. Like you said, come to the UK. I've not even heard this term. This is my partner. But working in the bank and elsewhere, you hear people say, oh yes, this is my partner. You don't know what the relationship is. Is this your husband? Is this your wife? And you're afraid sometimes to even ask, and we have adopted that same mindset in a lot of ways to say, no, this is what God says, and this is how we should, you know, we just want to blend in quite often, but we're supposed to be peculiar people.
Yeah.
But we have a hard time in a lot of ways acting like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Because Christians, we are the salt. No matter how our education background, no matter how, God expects us to what? To shine there. Because if you come here, you come to study, after that, you go outside and shine. Let people see. Even if they are not willing to do it, they will say, oh, Brajoy, even Brajoy, life is what? Totally different. Even area we live, you have to show, you have to shine as light. You see, so to do that, we need to pattern your life, our life, after winners, those who have been win in a particular place. You see, let's take our Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. You have to imitate people who has, because like here, we are going to study marriage and the family. At least we have people here who have married about 30, 40 years experience. We have 20 years, we have 10 years, 15 years. We have 5 years, at least we have 5 years. So we all have experience. And when it comes to, you want to develop like seven, or when you have a problem, then God has given us people who you can even confront and seek advice and all these things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, 6 to 8. Let us see what Paul said. Who has spoken there?
And he became followers of us and of all the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that he were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. What version are you reading?
King James.
Okay. I also have some here. Let me read it as well. Awesome. I say, you also became imitators of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. You see,
is it 1 Thessalonians?
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Paul says, imitate us. You see, so it is our responsibilities, because it's not wrong for me to see the goodness of Gregory, how he acts, how he, and it's my responsibility to learn from him. It is my responsibility to learn the good things from Brother Tutu, Kevin, all these brothers. We have, it is our responsibility to learn from each other. Imitate those who have been what? Winners. You see, so it is, if you want to become self-control, if we want to worship God, God wants to accept our worship properly, we need to develop self-control. And before we can develop a self-control, we need to pattern ourselves to the winners. As Paul is saying here, we have to imitate us. The same thing he said, that you are there. Light. That is saying the same thing, but what? But differently. It's saying the same thing. You are the light. So instead of people outside there to imitate for us, we have to imitate for them. They're supposed to imitate us. And the sad thing is, we are picking on our marriage, in our family. It seems like instead of going with the Bible, God giving instruction, we are just taking our instruction and imitate others, what others people are doing. Because God has the reason why he has joined me and my wife together. God has the reason. And we need to appreciate that. I have always said that we have something God has already chose for us. A lot of things God has already won. Chosen for us. Example, I didn't choose my mother and my father. It's God who chose for me. You see, I didn't choose you as my brothers and sisters. It's God who is saying that we are what? Brethren. But he said, do not call, Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, he said, do not call anyone father. You see, but your father is where? In heaven. We are all brethren because we have the same father. That is why it is better for us to imitate those winners. Christianity started about 2,000 years ago, and a lot of people have suffered and what? Overcome. So it is not new for for you and me to use it and as an excuse. It is our duty and our responsibility to pattern your life after wins. If you lose, then it is our own responsibility. And number five, you say, we need to what? We need to pray. Number five is we need to pray. Before we can be successful in anything, we need to what? Do what? Start with praying. It seems like a lot of Christians fail to what? To pray when it comes to matter of choice, making choices. You see, we are going to study marriage and the family. I said there is something God has already chosen for us. And there's something God also wants us to choose and use what? Bible wisdom. So when we are making any decision in our life, any choice in our life, what thing, the thing we don't need to forget is what? To pray. We need to pray always to support our decision. Even any decision you make, either it is good or bad, you don't know, you have to make it. But we need what? We need to support with what? With prayer. And if it is God's will, you will achieve that. So don't let us forget to pray when it comes about finding self-control or making good decisions. Let's take our Bible to Luke chapter 22, verse 39-43. Temptation. My brother, my sister, we need to pray. When you want to develop a self-control, we need to pray. Because we have learned that this self-control is what? It's a gateway. This self-control is a gateway where all the spiritual fruit of the spirit are passing through. So fruit of the spirit, self-control is a gateway, and love is what? Is the key. Love is the key to open everything in Christianity. Love is the key. And self-control is a gateway. That is why we need to pray. A lot of times, we in this world, you go out, we walk, even on our bed, when you just open, close your eyes to pray, you just fall asleep in our prayer. And that is not good at it. Even it happened to me. At times, I work about 12 hours, 13 hours. When I come home, have my bath, immediately I quickly go to bed and try to play. And before I notice, I just fall asleep. And that is not good attitude. So Jesus said, came to disciples and said, his disciples, and said to them, pray that you will not enter into temptation. You see, and he withdrew from them about stone throne, and he also prayed again. He started praying. And this is the attitude you need to develop. So, before, as I'm saying, God willing, next week we are going to start our class, Marriage and the Family. How God wants our marriage to be. And I'm saying, we as individuals, we need to participate in this lesson. This lesson is not going to help but only one person, because at least this marriage and the family is what? It's a charge to each and everyone, every Christian. We are going to, God is going to hold us accountable very well. If you lose, or if you fail our marriage, if you fail how to what? Bring out our family, we are going to what? Face a question. God is not going to forgive us. So far, our summary with this one, before we, if anyone has a contribution, or we last 2 weeks, we start our class about, you say we are going to learn marriage and the family, and you say, before we can succeed our marriage and the family, we need to cultivate the fruit of the spirit. And we mentioned all these things, so we learned that God started with love and end with what? Self-control. And we said love is the key to everything, even to our marriage. We start with what? Love. And then self-control is the one who is going to help us to keep our love. Without self-control, we cannot do that. So we notice that self-control is also a gateway. It's a gateway where all these things like kindness, meekness, all these things come from. That is passed from. And we said, before you can develop a self-control, we need to what? Know God's way. As children of God, we need to know God's way. And we have learned for that one. And number two, he said, we have to be aware of the danger of the lack of what? Self-control. Because lack of self-control has caused a lot of family, has destroyed a lot of family, majority of them. And a lot of people are in hospitals, are in prison because of what? Lack of this self-control. And you also learn that before you can develop good life fruit of the spirit, we have to what? Be prepared to suffer. Because if Galatians 5 verse 19 listed about a lot of problems, at least each and everyone has one. At least we have one to work on it. So if I'm going to work of the problem I have, it may have to cost me something. It has to cost me. Because I have to prepare to suffer for that one. You see, and also you learn something about we have to pattern our life to win it. To be very strong with self-control, we need what? Pattern our life with winners. You see, that's why I say Paul told them that you have to imitate us. You see, you have to imitate. You and me have to notice that, oh, this maybe Brad Lucky is very good in this area, so I need to what? Learn something from him. Even the way a manner is saying, you see. It's very encouraging to me, and I need to learn that. You see, so we have responsibilities, and the last one is what we need. What we need to pray. We need to pray before you can succeed. Everything we need what support prayer before you can what our marriage can be successful. We need what. You need to support with prayer, because you can't do anything without prayer. Today, I want to stop here, and if there's contribution, anything, then discussion, we discuss. And fast your seatbelt. God willing, next week we are going to start marriage and the family. God so good, we have a lot of people who are married people, and we are all going to benefit from each and every one. We have also single parents, and we also are going to benefit from you as well. The decisions, the principles, what we are going through, all these things. We need to share. We all need to share these ideas so that we all become strong and faithful to worship our Lord in spirit and also in truth. So it's up to you. If anybody has contribution, if not only this one, if you also know something you can help, it can help us what? To develop self-control, or you can improve our love, or this, you can share it so that you all, this is a Bible class, you all can learn together.
What is my wife bringing in to the marriage?
that will allow us to grow and flourish as God has designed it. Now, we're not applying self-control in what you are there. And that was sometimes people say, love, 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 love. My ultimate understanding in my marriage is that I can't love to be the last thing in marriage. Because those things that drive in myself to love my wife, if they are not there, love is not there again. They are recipe or attributes or some characteristics in somebody's life that you saw and found that these attributes will tailor you along your relationship to maybe at that death or Christ comes.
Yeah.
It's on this area now we naturally see how we cannot develop ourselves and put a control on those things.
Yeah.
So that we will not fall short in the journey. But there are a lot of things that are tied into them. And you said something the other time in the class that I will try to put something on my notes. Talking about the. Okay, we should prepare to face suffering. I'm not too comfortable with that word because if I go deeper to what we call suffering, I'm enlarging my heart to get more danger in it. I think in each marriage, they have what they call Chinese. I think I should use Chinese in more appropriate for such a word. Because when we have a challenge that it can be epic, it can be headache, it can be body pain, it can be anything that comes along in the marriage, and that's the challenge somebody faces. But when we're looking at the kind of suffering, that, I'm going to enter the area now and I'm bound to what? But whatever the outcome of that marriage or what I'm seeing now, I have to bear it. So I'm not comfortable with that area, but I think we should use the word for proper challenges.
Challenges.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that will happen there before then. Let me stop for that. I think such things are supposed to be.
Yeah, it's good. If I follow this, because in our next meeting, maybe you will discuss what you introduced, because marriage and the family, the whole class, we need to be on the whole class. And this particular one is going to be like, so you will look about it in our meeting, so maybe you start another lesson by preparation for marriage, is it? So that our teens also know the preparation we have to put in place before we can, because a lot of things go, a lot of people just enter marriage without any preparation. And you ask them, a child of God, you need to prepare for this marriage because it's a decision God has set it in place. So before you can even go there, you need to know. And what you are saying is like, I use suffering. Suffering, if you understand my lesson very well, I explain that at least maybe you have developed some attitude. You see, attitude. That is why I don't want to address, because we know this Galatians 5:19 is mentioned a lot of attitude. So when we are on the wall, we have, these are the things, we take it as what? As normal things, you see? So before, when you come to Christ and you start learning the Bible, you notice that this thing is not what? It's not good for a Christian, it's not good moral. So I need what? To let it go. And to let it go is not what? It's not easy. That's why I'm saying you will face a challenge that we say you have to use challenge. Yeah, other challenge or suffering or this, because we have in the Bible a lot of suffering. We have to, you also learn it. A suffering also is a part of Christianity. You see,
long suffering. Long suffering.
Long suffering. Because it is also a
part of Christianity. Long suffering is patience.
Yeah, patience. But
let me come back. What I'm just saying is this. I'm in threat to sacrifice to let go.
Yeah. Sacrifice.
Yes.
Yeah, but it seems like you are beating about the same thing. Yeah, the same thing. Because other, I'll say it suffering or what you want to use, the word you want to use.
Challenges.
Challenges is
just like calling your wife partner.
That reminds me. Because when you know that you are married, there's a law that abides the marriage.
Yeah.
And in this country, if I misbehave, those things that belong to me transfer to my wife.
Yeah.
Now instead of me doing that, I'm married by my friend. What we will do now is that we cannot be partner. You know what I'm saying now? So that if we, you know, because they get the living law.
Yeah.
I'll still be there, the living law, I will tell you the risk of each of things you abide with. Even recently in life for Africa now, there's a law that I did that if my wife bring up the husband to the court, to the law court, whoever lose the case, both of them will send back to the country.
Yeah.
Because initially, what I could believe is that because of the law here, that if the woman has tried to lure her husband to plead to sin, so I can put police on me, then when they ask, okay, Brad Lucky, or Mr. Lucky, whatever they want to call you, you've done something wrong, and so that for that is now, leave your wife here and come out of your country, your wife and the children, you can't enjoy the property back there. Now, both that law now, the fact law is affecting them. So when you are making law, you should also look it broad way. So is that is not the concept of it now. So therefore, they don't want to now go into that tight corner of the law. So now that they have to go to be a partner, and I think that this one wants to do. And that's enough.
So is this good for current partner, wife or
it's
wife?
It's not good. It's not good for me that the Christians that understand the scripture now. It's not good, but instead.
Yeah, that's why Christians, we are, this one we are learning is the Bible class for Christians. You see, so it's not for outside. So, God so good, we have Brother Kevin is here, he's a British. He has married. He's still married to his wife. And he's not called his wife Patty. You see? So don't let us focus on what is going outside. It is our responsibility to what? To focus on the way of God. You can set example, but it's better you set example in the scripture. That is far better for me as Christians. Yeah. Brother Kunti.
Thank you very much. Very good lesson. I just want to respond to not respond. He mentioned suffering and love.
Yeah.
So, thank God you have answered him that one of the fruits of the Spirit is long suffering. Mm-hmm. The book of Romans chapter 5, 1 to 5 says, we glory in tribulation.
Yeah.
And let me answer his question with just one.
Okay.
Love. He said that something will make him to love, but according to the Bible taught us that love is the best thing, and you had everything to love. In the book of Corinthians 13, the Bible tells us that love suffereth long. You see, in love, it's called suffering. One of the, we cannot exist, and we cannot get to heaven without suffering. The Bible says you will suffer. In fact, when Jesus was addressing John, he said, the kingdom of God suffereth
violence.
If we have to be faithful and if we must be honest with ourselves, Jesus said the greatest love is to love God. He said the second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. You see, love is the umbrella for everything, and suffering is the core of it. If you must be a Christian, You must be ready to risk everything. If you must be married, you must be able to live in that love, that risk everything.
Thank you. Let's hold the question. If we haven't started the game, this is comedies. So after you enter there, there will be a lot of questions and a contribution. That is what I want, because this class is going to be contributions and what? And questions, even the question, don't expect me that the judge is going to answer all your questions. So we are all here to what? To help this particular lesson. So because of our time, please let us be there. And we have to go and learn to support what we are going to do, because the topic is marriage and what? The family. So we need to go, when you go home, we need to search our Bible where it is talked about a lot of marriage. And we have to prepare our mind so that when God willing, next week, we come together, we can what? The teachings and the contribution can be easily shaped. So let us pray. Holy Father, we thank you this morning for another opportunity you have given to us. Thank you for your love shown on Calvary, and because of that, you have called us from the power of darkness unto your dear kingdom. We thank you for the lesson you have given to us this morning. We pray that you will help us keep these teachings unto our heart, so that they help us to grow and also demonstrate your love to the world. We pray for the service. We pray that you accept today our worship, also shower your presence to all of us. We pray that you this moment put all our problems and worry outside, and also concentrate the worship we are going to render for you. Help us to prepare our mind and also our body as we are beginning to worship you. We pray that you will lead today's worship, and so that at the end our glory and thanks shall be given to you. This is our humble prayer. This is me. Amen.